You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy here at Denver's Mix 100, home of the $10,000 cash tag. It's sponsored by Swift On-Site Services. That winning will actually start on Tuesday. We'll come back from a little three-day weekend, and we'll start handing out $100 bills, and then somebody is going to pick up 10 grand. $10,000, courtesy of Denver's Mix 100. Right now, it's time for us to play Rattle Off. The lines are absolutely packed. They are full. The first person to get through was Molly. Hey, Molly.
She's like, never mind. Click. That's a bummer.
What about Eric? Hello, Eric. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Thank you very much. I can't believe I got through. I'm so excited.
Well, we're excited to talk to you, my friend.
Thanks
what are you
calling.
Doing this weekend? Anything good?
We don't really have any weekend plans. Right now, I'm headed up to the mountains. My son and I are playing hooky, headed up skiing at Copper. Nothing really for the weekend.
Well, that sounds good just in itself.
That sounds like a fun day.
Yeah.
It's warmer up there than it is here, so I figure, get warm, get skiing, and get it all mixed into one.
There you go, man.
Eat something out of a bread bowl up there for $46, and
Isn't that the truth, too? It's unbelievable, the prices.
It really is. You know, do you ever sneak anything up there with you? And I mean in terms of, like, adult beverage? Because I used to, when I skied, I used to ski with a flask.
And when I was younger, I did. Now that I'm about to hit 50 years old, I like sobriety, and I go pretty well on the ski slopes. That kind of passed me behind. But when I was younger, like, darn Skippy, I did.
Darn Skippy, he did. Zigzagging Eric, all the way down.
Eric, I'm not saying I got drunk. I'm just saying I took a flask.
For me, maybe the two went hand in hand.
Oh, okay.
Right. Depends on how many sips you take, I guess.
Eric didn't know moderation back in the day.
I'm cold again.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's play some Rattle Off. You know how it works?
I do know how it works.
All right. So for people who are new to the station and they're listening, Eric is going to get a category from us. He will have only 10 seconds to rattle off five examples. Now, when we do things like this with movies that star a certain person, Eric, we say you can only choose one per franchise. Like, for instance, if one of them was Star Wars, you can only do, like, one Star Wars movie, one Indiana Jones movie. Okay?
Yep.
One per franchise. What we're looking for are five movies that star Arnold Schwarzenegger. I need five Schwarzenegger movies. Ready and go.
Terminator, Kindergarten Cop, Twins, Good Morning.
Buddy.
Predator.
Last Stand.
True Lies.
Yes. Batman and Robin.
Man, I didn't think when you hit me with movies, I was like, man, this is going to be tough. Movies is not my strength, but it was worth it, giving it a try.
You know what? And you still get to go skiing with your boy. So you have a fun day. Drive carefully, all right?
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great weekend.
See you, Eric.
You too, man. Thank you. Okay, next up is it pronounced Mavi?
It is.
Hello, Mavi. What is the origin of that name, please?
So, it's a nickname. It's actually for the first two letters of my first and last name. You know, when you go to school, they give you kind of like a code like that.
Mm-hmm.
My fiance said that would be a cool nickname, so.
Mavi.
I like it.
I like it, too.
I like it a lot. So,
cute.
The M-A, what are you? A Mary, Margaret,
it's
Maddie?
Maddie Fed.
Oh, that's also cool.
That's you a are strong just name.
You're oozing cool names. So
thank you.
Wow. What are you
also,
doing this? Yes.
What I name my photography business.
Oh,
look
nice
at
plug.
You getting a little free plug
nice
on the radio. We'll
plug.
Send you an invoice for $5,000, Mavi. All right.
Well, I didn't tell you the full name, so.
All right. Fair enough. Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Nothing much this weekend. Like, weekends don't exist for me because, I work on and off all the time, but I'm surprising my fiance on Sunday, that's Valentine's Day, by balloon bombing the apartment for when he gets home.
How many balloons are we talking?
I don't know. I stopped counting after 30.
So you're blowing them all up yourself? And
I think you should try to get to 300.
No?
That's what I think.
I definitely paid for those.
Yeah. Let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I think I am.
10 seconds. Mavi, I need five insurance companies. Five insurance companies. Ready? And go.
GEICO, Allstate, USAA, LA Insurance, that one's local. Farmers.
What was the local one you said?
LA Insurance.
LA? Like Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
Look
yeah,
it up,
but
Jeremy.
It's a Colorado one.
Jeremy's looking it up.
LA Insurance Company, founded in 1992.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner!
Well done, balloon girl.
That's right.
Thanks.
Is he going to like all those balloons? I mean,
no.
It sounds like a big mess that you're going to have to clean up later.
No, it's a chick thing.
Yeah, it definitely is going to be. And he's a little paranoid, so when they start moving around at night...
And they're all squeaky and like, are you going to hide anything down in the balloons or is it going to be like a scavenger hunt or?
No, just to be shiny, look pretty.
Huh. He's going to love it.
You know what he's going to.
It is more for you, isn't it?
It absolutely is. You know, he's going to ask for the ring back is what he's going to do.
Why don't you go hide in the balloons somewhere?
Yeah.
Come find me.
Listen, you have fun with your little balloon extravaganza. And if you stand by, Josh will tell you about a fun little date night that you can do at the Melting Pot, okay?
Ooh, I'd love that. Thank you.
You bet.
You're welcome. Have a fun weekend. Hold on, don't go away. Well, that was fun today.
That was very nice.